Even before the Mayflower brought settlers to New England, the abundance of sea life lured fishermen to the waters off the region's coast. Now, some environmental groups are proposing to ban fishing in about 20% of those waters. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren reports.
Priscilla Brooks of the Conservation Law Foundation says the waters off New England and eastern Canada are both an ecological and economic treasure.
The Gulf of Maine and surrounding waters is one of the most productive ecosystems in the world. It's supported New England's communities for centuries.
Brooks says pollution and overfishing have put that amazing resource in peril.
The fact that our fish populations, and cod in particular, are on the verge of collapse is a national and worldwide tragedy.
Now her group, along with the World Wildlife Fund in Canada, have come up with a plan to prevent that collapse. They want to set up a vast network of dozens of marine reserves. Oil drilling, fishing, and other industrial uses would be banned. They say the reserves will help everything from whales to cod stocks. The environmental groups hope their proposal sparks a lively conversation that eventually leads to the kind of reserve that President Bush recently created in the northwestern Hawaiian Islands. But not surprisingly, New England's fishing industry doesn't like the conversation.
They're using words like crisis. I mean, that's just an alarmist message. I don't know what the crisis is.
Vito Gigoloni represents New England Seafood Coalition. He says the 20% of the ocean the environmental groups want to preserve includes the very places fishing crews find their best catch.
For 400 years, we've been exploiting these commercially valuable fish stocks in the same areas, and they continue to be the productive areas. So I'm not really sure what it is that folks are trying to achieve when they start talking about let's close 20% of the ocean. You know, to do what? We're rebuilding fish stocks now at unprecedented levels.
He says current fishing regulations are bringing back cod and other important fish species. But Stephen Palumbi says reserves are increasingly popular because they work.
Protecting parts of the ocean lets the ocean bound back in ways that people actually find astonishingly strong. And we get higher densities of fish species. They live longer. They grow to be bigger. The number of species in an area are larger. Whole ecosystems can become reset, returning to a more normal state.
Palumbi is a marine biology professor at Stanford's Hopkin Marine Station in Monterey, California. He's helping the state of California set up a network of marine preserves off its coast. It took nearly a decade of debate, but now it's happening. Palumbi says he doesn't have to go on a research voyage to see how successful a reserve can be.
I'm looking at one right now from my office. 75 years ago, a sort of rogue mayor of Pacific Grove insisted that the state of California establish a fully protected marine reserve right in front of our marine station. And since then, the whole area has come back to life enormously. Right now, we've got luxurious kelp beds and sea otters that have come back. We've got seals on the beach, cormorants on the rocks.
He says California's expanding this reserve as part of its new system. He's also spent years studying New England's waters, and he thinks they would benefit from more protection, too. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News.